Marcy knew all of the hostages. Stiles Island was small, and those who worked there had a silent mutual contempt for those who lived there. The young blonde woman who had been crying was Patty Moore. She was 22 and working as a teller on the bank. The gray-haired woman who had comforted her was Agnes Till, the assistant manager. Patty was single, lived with her divorced mother in Paradise. Agnes was married with 3 grown children. She commuted to Stiles Island every day from Danvers. Judy, Mary Lou, and Pam were all tellers, all young, all white. There were no black people on Stiles Island, residents or workers. All of the women sat at 2 tables pushed together in the corner of the empty restaurant. They didn't talk. There was nothing to say. Patty Moore's eyes were still damp, but she had herself under enough control to be quiet. Marcy stared out the window and watched the early evening begin to darken the surface of the ocean. Macklin was behind the bar. He took a shaker from under the bar and made some martinis. He held the shaker up.
Crow?
Crow shook his head.
Ladies?
No one answered. Macklin shook his head.
Fine, he said. More for me.
He poured the martini through the spring strainer into a martini glass, rummaged under the bar, found a jar of olives, and added 3 to his drink. Then he raised it toward the group of women sitting close together and took a drink.
Ah, he said.
His movements were too quick, Marcy thought, and his jolliness was too forced, and there was something wrong with him. He'd been so calm when he'd come to the office and tied her up. He'd been, she thought about the right word, he'd been so contented when he'd arrived. Despite being his captive, or maybe because of it, she'd had a certain confidence in him to make this come out all right. Now he frightened her. She looked at Crow. He was unchanged. He was neither calm nor excited, not fast, not slow, not kind, not cruel. He seemed simply to be who he was. Crow met her look. You're worried about Jimmy, he said. She didn't answer. The fun part is over now for Jimmy, Crow said as if Macklin weren't there. All the planning, putting together the crew, thinking about it, doing it, it's what Jimmy lives for.
What am I, Macklin said, a fucking lally column?
You know this is true, Jim, Crow said. You get to this point, job's done. All you got to do now is get out with the dough, and they might still get you before you do. Crow turned his attention back to Marcy. That's what keeps him from crashing.
Hey, Crow, maybe you could stop talking about me like I'm a fucking nutcase? I know you're bad, but I'm sort of bad myself, and you're starting to piss me off.
Crow smiled at Marcy. See, he said, he's a danger freak. Marcy didn't say anything. She didn't dare.
You think I'm afraid of you, Crow? Macklin said.
This will go better, Jimmy. We don't get to shooting at each other. Macklin poured himself another martini.
You make 'em heap good point, Macklin said, and smiled widely at Marcy. Smart Indian, huh, Marce?
Marcy nodded very slightly, trying to be noncommittal.
You ladies sure you won't drink something? Loosen up. You gotta be here a while. No reason not to enjoy it.
The frizzy-haired blonde girl said,
Could have some white wine if you got some.
Sure thing, Blondie, Macklin said. Step right up here.
Still behind the bar, Macklin reached down and got a wine glass and set it on the bar. He took a bottle of California Chardonnay from the refrigerator and pulled the cork and poured the glass 3/4 full.
There you are, Blondie.
Marcy knew the girl wished she hadn't asked. She hadn't realized she'd have to walk up there and get it. Separation from the group seemed frightening. She would, Marcy knew, feel isolated at the bar.
I'll have a little wine, Marcy said.
It was as if she was listening to someone else's voice.
That's the spirit, Marce, Macklin said.
She and Patty stood and walked together to the bar and took their wine.
Stay here, Macklin said.
For a moment, the false jollity was gone. It wasn't an invitation, it was an order, which was how they understood it. Macklin raised his glass.
Success, he said.
The two women raised their glasses and drank. Marcy was grateful for the thrust of the wine. Even one sip made almost immediate contact with the electrical charge of her fear, and she felt it pulse through her. She took another quick drink. Macklin noticed. The bastard seemed to notice everything.
Hits the spot, Macklin said.
Happy hour, Crow said.
Feel free to join us, Macklin said.
Crow shook his head. I think I'll go check the perimeter.
Nobody's going to do squat while we got these women. Hell, we got 100 more back in town. We use these up.
Nice to have bench strength, Crow said. Macklin looked at his watch.
Getting on, he said. Crow, I think it's time for you to go out and see JD and Fran.
There's a lot of stuff to be carried to the boat, Crow said. Maybe better to wait. Macklin smiled.
These ladies will help us, he said. Go ahead.
Crow nodded and went.